Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, today's daf is Samach Beis in Maseches Yuma. What we're going to discuss are the halachos of a error which requires instances to redo the Zrika for both the Seir and the Par. And the Gemara will test the limitations of that on the bottom of Samach Aleph and Beis. And then we will begin a new Perek, Perek Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim. That's going to discuss the fact that the two Seirim are supposed to be the same size and are supposed to be similar to each other. And we're going to test whether in other areas of Halacha, where you have a double Karban, whether they need to be both the same size and so on. So let's B'siyata D'Shmaya pick up 6 lines from the bottom, really to do properly. 2 lines from the bottom, we really have to go 6 lines from the bottom with Tnan Hasam. And really, we also have to remind ourselves that the Mishnah on Samach Amud Aleph taught us that if the Dam HaPorah, the Dam HaSor, is spilled out before the conclusion of the Azos, so then you need to be Shofet another Par or another Seir in order to be Mashlim the Hazos. And that could happen 2 or 3 times. That if, again, the Dam was spilled, so then in such a case, then you would have to Shech. So Tnan Hasam. We learned in a Braisa. Now, interestingly, Tnan is normally a Mishnah, but over here, the Rishonim point out, since that we don't know any Mishnah that says this, so therefore it's a Braisa. The Kulam. In all cases of the Parim and the Seirim that were Nishkatu, in order to be Mashlim the Hazos, in other words, let's say that the Dam had poured out from the Par, and you sheft another Par, so then Mitamin Begodim V'Nisrafim, so then when you burn that Behema, the Pasuk tells us, let me read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vesparachatas, Vesirachatas, Asher, Huva, Astam, Lachapar, Bekoidish, Yoitzil, Machutzamachan, Vesarfu, Vesha, Soirasam, Vespisaram, Vespirsham, Vasaref, Asam, Yichabes, Begodav. So when you conclude the Parachatas, so then the carcass is burnt, and the one who burns it, he becomes Tamin. So it says like this, Chulam, Metam, Begodim, no matter what stage it is, it's Metame, Begodim, Vinisrafim, and it's also burnt. Abeis Hadeshen. Divrei Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. That's what Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon say. V'chachamim disagree. V'aymrim ein mitam begodim ve'ein esar abeis hadeshen ela par achron. Not the only, if the dam gets spilled, it's only the actual dam that you're going to use, that when you burn the carcass, that it's going to be v'tameh. Why? Hoel v'gamar boi kapar. Because the kapar was completed with it. Okay, so that's what the Braisa teaches us. Now, boy, minei Rav Merev Nachman, kama seirim mishaleach. So that was, we had a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. But what about the inverse, the seir? In other words, the shaila is as follows. Take a look at Rashi. Im nishpach dam ha-seir, lachma shagomar matnos pnim. What happens if the dam seir was spilled? V'hutzrich lavi shnayim. So then you're going to need to bring another 2. Ula hagril alehen, and do the hagrala again. Shel eshel shem, v'nasa matanas haparochas, v'nishpach adam. And again it was spilled. V'utzrach ola v'shnayim, and you need to bring another 3. Ula hagril alehen, v'shachat eshel shem, v'matanas hamizbeach, harei kan shlosha si'irei azazam, misholosh zugas. So if there was anything that was spilled, then you're going to have to start all over again. So what about, so then how many seirim are you going to be mishaleach? Amar Lei, so he responded, v'chi edroi mishaleach. So Rav Nachman responded to Rava, are you going to send the whole herd? The Torah says you send 1. So he rhetorically says, of course, you'll only send the last 1. Amar Lei, so he said back to him, v'chi edroi soireif. How could you say that just simply because the Torah doesn't tell you to send the whole herd, but are you going to have to be soref does the Torah say that you soref many different paros? The Torah doesn't tell you that you're soref them. So since the Torah didn't tell you about this, the Torah didn't tell you about that, then you're going to send all of them to Azazel. Says the Gemara, midam hasam lo ksiv oisai. When it comes to the Seir Azazel, it says, Azazel. And therefore, that might be an exception. Itmar, Rav Papi Mishmei, the Rava Amar Risha Mishalech. So we have Machlaikis, Lamaisa, what's going to be? how many do you send out? Or which ones do you send out? So Rava says the first one. Rav Simi Mishmeidu Rava Omar Achron Mishalech. No, the last one. So everybody agrees you don't send all of them, even though by all the parim, if the dam is spilled, you do burn them. But here we go with what we had said earlier, that Oisai says that there's only one. Bishlem Rav Simi Barash Mishmeidu Rava Omar Achron Mishalech. I understand it's the last one, because that was the last set of Seirim that actually did the Kapara. Everything else, the Dam had been Shofet. Eller of Papa, Mishmeidu Rava, Michael Savar, Savlak Rabbi Yaisi. He holds like Rabbi Yaisi, that what? The Omer Mitzvah Berishan. That you always focus on the first one. The Mitzvah is always on the first one. Even though the Kapara was not until the last of the three. But nevertheless, for the Azazel, you're going to send the first one because the mitzvah is always Berishon. But what does it mean that the mitzvah is always Berishon? Hi, Rabbi Yossi. What are we referring to? Ilam Rabbi Yossi de Kupas. Maybe we're talking about Rabbi Yossi in the case of Kupas. The Sanya. Rabbi Yossi, excuse me, the Snan, the Mishon Shkalim. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Shalosh Kupas Shal 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 Son Shemahen. Tarminas Alishka. Vekosin Alein Alf Beis Gimel. So you had three different pushkas. V'tanya on Rabbi Yosi l'makas alein alf beis gimel leida is men near tomorrow rishon lahave men or rishon shemitzah rishon. Mitzvah is to take the karbanos from the first one from the aleph and then you go to base. So you see that Rabbi Yosi says that you go to rishon. So says the gemara, no, maybe only there. Dilma be'idna ischazik kamaisa. When it comes to the shkolim, when it was put into the kupa, so then it was ra'ui to bring karbanos and los chazoy v'sraisa. But the last pushka wasn't complete, and therefore you start with the first. Over here, the Seirim, where they all became ra'ui to send right away, because only afterwards were the hazos, or the par and the sa'ir, completed. And when they were completed, all of the Seirim were ra'ui l'hishtalech, right? Because you needed to bring those three, the three zugim. So, and only after the third zug, was it all Roy Lishtalech? And since it was all Roy Lishtalech, so maybe then in such a case, you could send the last one as well. Ella must be a different Rabbi Yosi, because there's no Raya from the Shkolm. El Rabbi Yosi did Pesach. Disnan. So here, there's constant confusion whether it's Disnan or Disanya. Here is Disanya. We learn in Ebraisa, Mafish, Pisrei, V'ovid, Hifreshachar, Tachte. If you separate the Pesach and it got lost, then you take another one in its place. What happened to the first was found? If you could use either one. Rabbi Yosi said the mitzvah is to take the first. But if the second one is a better quality carbon, you take from it. So what do we see? That when you have the opportunity to bring the first, if the first is roi, then you take the first. Hence, the Shita Rabbi Yosi we to take the first, while we saw that Rav Papi had also said that it's the first, while Rav Simi Mishmeidu Rava had said that it's the last one. Hadron Allah Chotziulai. Now we begin the next parak. Shnei Siri Yom HaKippurim. The two Siri Yom HaKippurim, Mitzvasan Shiei Shnei Shavim, B'mare, U'B'Koyma, B'Domim, U'B'Liki Chasam. Their appearance, their height, their value, and they're also supposed to be bought at the same time. They're supposed to be bought simultaneously. Mishnah continues, V'afal pishein shavim ksherim, but b'di'evid, if they don't have these four qualifications, it's kosher. Lo kechechad ayon ve'echel amachar, ksherim, b'di'evid, if you don't buy at the same time, they're okay. Meis echa mehem, imat shelo higril meis, if one of them dies of the seirim, if the hagrola was not done yet, so then you just put another one to it, yikach zug l'sheni, and then you just take another one and combine it with the sa'ir. V'mishe higrol meis, but once the hagrola was done, yavi zug acher, then you need to bring a new couple, v'yagrol lehem b'tchila, v'yoymar, and you say the following, im shoshem meis, if the one that was shoshem was the one that died, that was supposed to be of shame, the one that will now get the Lashem goes in its place. And the other one, that goes to pasture. V'yimachar v'yiplu damav l'nedava, and it's sold and its money is given for nedava. Why? Very important rule. She'ein chatas tzibur mesa. We have a halacha of chatos shemesos ba'aleha, that the halacha is that carbon chatos that cannot be brought for different reasons. The halacha is that it needs to be put to death, but that only applies to a carbon yachid, not to a carbon tzibur. Yeah.
So that, I mean, what you said, that I guess they had to have always, the
Hagrala
was done on Yom Kippur, so.
Correct.
Obviously
they needed to have backups. Yeah, it's like absolutely. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says even a carbon sibur is also put to death. Yomus HaMishaleach. If the dam is spilled before the avoda is complete, so then the Mishaleach has to be spilled, has to be put to death. And vice versa. If the Sir Mishtaleach dies, Yishafech Adam, then the dam has to be spilled, and you have to bring the Sar Lashem again. The Gemara deals with the first part of our Mishnah. Tan Rabban, Yikach Shnei Sireizim. So the Torah says that to take Shnei Sireizim. Pasuk says, Meis Adas Mnei Sol Yikach Shnei Sireizim. L'chatos V'ayel Echad Lo'oyla. So Miut Sirei Shnaim. It says Sirei, but it also says Shnaim. Matam Lo'er Shnaim. Why do you need to say Shani? What is that coming to add? Once it says Seiri in the plural, that should be enough. And for Degel Gemar, Shir Shneim Shavim, that's the Makar, that they're supposed to be similar. Minayin Afabi Shain Shneim Shavim Shem. So when maybe it's Ma'akiv, that Shnei is saying that they're supposed to be twins. Says the Gemara, Talmud Lomer, Seir, Seir, Reba. It says Seir a couple times, and that's a Reboi. That's coming to tell us that b'di'eved, that it is going to be kosher. It says seir in pasuk tes v'ikrav Aaron as asar shalol l'agar l'Hashem. It says in pasuk yud v'asar shalol rav, that's coming to be marbe different types. In other words, a seir is said, and the assumption is that one seir is one type, the other another type. That b'di'eved they are kosher. Time to rav rachmana, but if the Torah only because we have the ribuy do we know that halor rav rachmana have a mina psulim. We would have said they're pasul. Ikuva minala. Why would we think that they should be pasul? How do we know that's ma'akev? Sakadat hachamina, shnei, shnei, shnei psit. It says shnei three times. Vashta, Rabbi Rachmana, sir, 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 shnei, 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 lamali, chada, lamare. One's coming to tell us that the appearance, v'chad l'koma, v'chad l'domim. So that's why we need the Shnei Shnei I would have thought it's coming to tell us it's Ma'akev, but now we know it's not Ma'akev. So what's Shnei Shnei coming to tell us? So one's tell us Mara, one's Koma, one's Domin. So my Chavrusa or Simcha Shor asked the question, but if you look back in the Mishnah said four things, not three things. The Mishnah also said L'kicha Ba'achas. So I found that the Taisus Yishanim asks his Kasha on my edition, it's all the way in the bottom, Mechad L'mare, that he asks. He says as follows: the yesh svarim. Yeah, let's start from the beginning. Yesh svarim degar is chad lamar lekoma, chad ladamim, chad lekichasan keachad. Some have the girsa coming to tell us also lekichasan keachad, and they put mara and koma together because we only have three shneis. So they put mara and koma together, and they add lekichasan. Yesh svarim degar is chad lamar ulekoma, chad ladamim. Our Girsa doesn't have Chad L'Kichasan Mishum Yikach Shnei Sireizim. That here the Makar will be something else. The Makar will be Yikach Shnei Sireizim. So it could be that only Shnei 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 is not coming to tell us that L'Kichas Ka'achas, but Yikach Shnei Sireizim is telling us that to get them together. Tanya Nami Hafi.
That's why you mentioned it.
Even though we have four criterion, first they say v'af b'shein shalom k'sherim, and then they put a separate category of v'lach l'chayom. As Rabbi Yom is adding, that's why you'll have v'lach l'chayom as a separate category. Interesting. Okay. Now we begin a parallel discussion. Tanya miyachi gabi kibsei mitzora. So we have the same discussion about Kivsei Mitzorah, that the Torah says, Yikach Shnei Kvasim. So Miut Kvasim, it already says Kvasim, Shnaim, Matam Lomer. What's Shnaim coming to tell you? So what is it come to say? Say Shnei. Shir Shneim Shavim. They also give same mitzvah, has the same halacha, that they're supposed to be identical. Uminayim shall be changed name shalom ksherim. What if they're not identical? How do we know that they're kosher? Talmud keves keves riba. So the Torah says keves keves, saying this type of keves is kosher, this type of keves is kosher, even if they're not the same. So time of the Rabbi Rachmana. So that's because the Torah was marbe. Holoi Rabbi Rachmana amin psulim. But if the Torah hadn't been marbe, it would be possible yikum minala. Why would we think that's ma'akev sakudai to chamina? The Gemara explains, because I would have thought that the Torah says tia. What's this pasuk? Zois tia teres hametzer. It says tia. So tia is coming to tell you that you need to have bahava yosa. V'hashta Rabbi Rachmana keves keves tia lamali v'shar hav yosa shel metzer. So havamina would be tia, that has to be exactly the same. Comes along keves keves, tells you it's not. So what is tia of the havaya then coming to tell you? Shar hav yosa shel metzer. What does shar hav yosa metzer mean? So I found b'schus, the Schattenstein footnotes, Rabbeinu Eliyakim. Rabbeinu Eliyakim says that it's coming to tell you that the hazah of Mitzora be'etz eretz shnisolas ve'ezov, that that's ma'akev. That's what the Tia is telling us, that it's ma'akev. Havyaso shel Mitzora is ma'akev. Okay, this is why art school is not just to help us read, it also gives us important marimekomas. V'tanya nami. This time around, by the way, of the Daf Yomi, last time the Siyata Lishma, I did it with Masifta, and I'm really, really thankful to them. But Masifta is helpful when you want a lot of Marim Mekomos. But if you don't have a lot of time and you want pointed Marim Mekomos, there's nothing like the Art Scroll. There's especially the one in Lashon Kodesh is really, really fantastic. They've done a fantastic job. Everybody has to figure out what's best for their learning. It could be also, it's a crutch of time as well. V'tanya nami gabi mitzayra. It also says by mitzayra, kiai gavna. Also by mitzayra, we have the same thing in regards to the birds. That the pasuk says, v'tziva akoyim v'lokach lamitaher shtei tziparim. Says two birds. Miut tziparim shtayim. So it's coming, you have a miut. Even though it already said shtei. So why do I need both tziparim? Which tziparim will always mean the smallest plural, which is two. And then also says tzipar matam aloy mar shtei shteyin sheish shteyin shavos, that they should be the same. Umnayin shavu pishayin shavos ksheiros tam loy mitzipet tzipar riba. And we repeat the same thing. Time of the Rama Rachmana, the Torah is coming to be marba. Lora Rachmana solas ikua minala. I would have thought that should be ma'akev. Why would I have thought that? Same Torah. Salkadai techamina tia. Tia means exactly the way it's supposed to be ideal. Zayis tia teres hametzar. V'hashta the Rabbi Rachmana tzipar. So now that it says tzipar, in other words, come to tell us that even if it's not shavos, b'dieved it's kosher. So what's tia lamali? The shar av yosef shel mitzayra. It's coming to tell us the other avayos again. The ezav and the tolas. So that would be also ma'akev. Presumably, that's what it's coming to tell us. But they're two different karbanos. One is regards to keves of the mitzayra, and now we're talking about the tzipar. I guess we would have thought that maybe it's only ma'akev by one, not the other.
Because it's the same tzipar.
Right. It's the same. Right. Okay. So now we brought these three dinim that learned from shnei or shtei. So now we go to the karban tamid. This is in many ways the most exciting of all the diunim, because karban tamid that we bring twice a day, what are the halachas about this double carbon, you bring two tmidim, what are its halacha, komas, etc., etc. And the halacha is different. The halacha is that the carbon tamid does not require the same koma, and does not require it to be shavet. So, ihachi gabe tmidim nami, neima, we should say the same drasha, because even by the tmidim it says, kvasim inashana tmimim, shnaim la yoim elosamid. So, miut kvasim, shnaim matam la, what's going to tell shnaim? Shiu shnei and shavim. So it's coming to tell you need to be the same. Uminayin shaf al bishayin and shnei and shavim kshirim tam lemer keves keves riba. So that's the keves keves is coming to tell us even though it's not the same. Vila mitzvah hachanami devina. So then, are we telling us that for mitzvah you need to have them the same? The Gemara says something interesting. that even though we learned by the Shnei Seirim this halacha when it comes to the Mitzvah and so on, and by Tmidim it has the same pasuk, similar prototype of pasuk, Kvasim and Shnayim, but there we don't say that. There's no Mishnah that says that the Karban Tamid needs to be the same. So therefore we introduce a new idea. Ahumi Boilei Lichadisanya Shnayim LaYoim Kineged Yoim. When it says Shnayim LaYoim, it means parallel to the day. What does that mean? That means that you need to bring them opposite the day. In other words, opposite the sun of the day. Maybe it just means that you need to bring them at any time, two during the day. It already told us that it has to correspond to the coming and the leaving of the day. It would be geshachten by the northwestern corner. What does that mean? That the shade would not reach that part of the mizbeach, and that you're shechting in the morning where the sun is shining on it. Tabas Hashnia, and also by the second ring, we'll discuss the significance of that shortly. Not in the northwestern side, like in the morning, but the northeastern side. And then again, the shade would not reach that part of the Beis HaMikdash. And again, Al Tabas Hashnia. So the emphasis of the Shnayim LaYom is coming to tell us something entirely different. Therefore, Musafin Shel Shabbos, when it comes to the Karban Musaf of Shabbos, Vaday Tzvichin Sheyesh Shnayim Shavim. Then Ein Echanami. There, where you don't have Keneged Yoim, Shnayim LaYoim, it must be telling you Ein Echanami, that the Karban Musaf is supposed to be the same. So, very interesting thing. So, to summarize, we have the Shnei Seirim and by the Karban Mitzora, they're supposed to be identical. You would have anticipated the same thing for the Karban Tmidim. However, it says Shnayim LaYoim, and that's coming to tell us something else, that each one is supposed to be Keneged the Shemesh Shal Yoim. However, when it comes to the Karban Musaf on Shabbos, there it would not make sense to make that drasha Keneged the Yom, and therefore, and it doesn't say Shnayim Lal Yoim, it just says we have Mashav Shnei Chlasim, and in Echanami, ipso facto, we learn that when it says Shnayim, it's coming to tell you that they're supposed to be Shaleh Gishmak. Tana Rabban, we continue in another brisa.
Is it Malkin or
Mitzvah? The Gemara did not elaborate. The Gemara did not elaborate. So Rashi, looking at this Taisus, I think in the Ramaskal Ha deals with that. Right, in Echanami. Rashi Musaf and Shal Shabbos. Let's take a look at that Rashi. Shenem Rabbeim Shnei Kvasim Vaday Shnayim Shavim Liikuva. So Rashi says it must be Liikuva Midlo Hadar Ksiv Buhu, because it doesn't say afterwards Echad L'Rabbos Af Bishayim Shavim Kach Shamati. So Rashi says Ein Echanami, that since we don't have the drasha of Echad Rabbos, so then Ein Echanami, then it's Ma'akiv. But Rashi leaves off the Kasha Yikuva Minolan. V'nir Be'ein, and so Rashi then changes the gear. So Ein Echanami, it's a big question. Rashi does conclude V'nir Be'ein, Aydachi Gars Musafin Vada Ishnayin LeMitzvah Mitzvasan Lios Shavin. The Girsa is that Musafin are Vaday Shnayim LeMitzvah, and it's a mitzvah, but not that it's Ma'akev. But Rashi originally heard his Rabbeim that said that's Ma'akev. Back into the Gemara. So we said as follows. Tana Rabbonon Shnei Sirim, right? Shnei Sirim Yom HaKippurim? That's where we're up to, right? Darabban Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim Sheshachtim Bechutz. If you have the two Sira Yom Kippurim that were shechted outside, Ad Shelo Higra Lein, Chayiv Al Shneim. So here we're talking about someone who did the Isra Shchut Echutz. Okay? Now, in order, we need an introduction. In order to be over in Isra Shchut Echutz, it has to be Rotwi Befnim. Okay? Everybody understands what we're talking about? We're talking about shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is an Isra Shchut Echutz. The only time you're going to be over for shechting Kachim Bechutz is if it's Rotwi to have been done Befnim. Now, how do we look at the Se'irim before the Hagrala? Do we look at them as Ra'ui? On the one hand, they're Mahadrin, they look the same, and so on and so forth, but they didn't have the Hagrala. So that's the Shail of our Brisa. Shnei Sirim Yomakum Shachtum Chutzat Shlo Higru Alein. Chayv Al Shneim. You're Chayv on both of them because of the Isser of Kachin B'chutz. Mishi Higru Alein. Chayv. Al Seir Shel Shem. Once they do the Hagrala, you're Chayv if you show Chayv B'chutz the Seir of Shem. Upotter shall Azazel. But Azazel is no longer done bifnim. It's no longer Roy bifnim. So it's no longer Roy bifnim. You're not going to be chayef. Okay. Asks the Gemara.
So in the first case, since both of them were Roy,
right,
but you'd be chayef.
You'd be chayef.
So you're only going to be chayef.
Even though the Hagrala wasn't done, and even though once the Hagrala is done, you're only be chayef for one. So that's what the Gemara asks. Ad shelo higra lehem chayef al shneihem l'may chazu. They're not really Roy until you have the Hagrala. Amr of Chizda, however, right, the Sar Nasa Bechutz. Since it's Ra'ui to be a Sa'ir Nasa Bechutz. What's a Sar Nasa Bechutz? The Musaf of Yom HaKippurim. On a Yom HaKippurim, you also bring this Sa'ir. So since it's Ra'ui to be brought as a Musaf, even though you're shortly going to do it of Hagrala, it's Ra'ui Befnim, and therefore Chayy Bechutz. Says the Gemara, Maishna, the Sa'ir, did not Hanasa Befnim, to Lod Mechusar Hagrala. So if you can say Sa'ir Nasa Befnim, it's not Roy because it's Mechusar Agrala. Seir Anas B'chutz Nami Lo Chazik. The Mechasri Avodah Siyom. So then, if it's Mechusar Agrala, so the Seir that's also B'chutz is also Nachazi because it's missing the Avodah Siyom. What do we mean by that? You still haven't yet brought the other Karbanos that are prior to the Seir HaMusafin. So you should say that it's not considered Roi, even as a Seer Musafin. Says the Gemara, Kasavar of Chizda, Ein Mechus is Malim Bo Bayom. Once it's Roi for a Musaf on that day, even if the other Karbanos haven't yet been brought, it's still considered Roi for that Karban, and therefore it's Roi the Musaf. If it's Roi the Musaf, then you, if you shech the Bechutz, you're going to be Chayiv, even though you don't have in mind to bring it for the Musaf, you had in mind to bring it as a Seer Lashem, but since it's Roi the Musaf, then that's going to be enough to be chayim on shkut echutz. The Gemara learns another din from Rav Chizda. Am Ravina hashadam Rav Chizda mechusar agrolim ki mechusar maise domi. Since we say mechusar agrol is mechusar maise, that you need to do the Torah commanded that you need to do a maise miyuchad for the seirim. Had Am Rav Yehuda Am Rav Shmuel shlamin sheshachten kodim shniftechu dals aseichel psulim. So a shlamin that was geshachten before they opened up the doors of the Eichel, should be possible. Shnei Rishachtu Pesach El Moed. Is Man Shein Pesuch, Lo is Man Shein Shuno. So then that would come out that if it's not Ro'ui in any way, like Mechusar Hagrala, that we saw for the Seirim, so too, if the doors aren't open. And then you did Shchut Echutz. Shachta Mechutz, Kon Shneftu Dalsas Eichel Potter. My time of Mechusar Pechisa, Ki Mechusar Maised on me. So just like the Mechusar Hagrola is considered a Mechusar Maisa, so too, Shchut Echutz as well. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, Rabbi Yom will pick up with this, and Gemara will say, really, is that really true? That if it's considered, if the doors aren't open, is that enough to be considered missing in regards to Shchut Echutz?